Vayu. He saw the Vesidin Shiva. The same thing. Omalei. Loi Sovalei Ma'a Lohod Yom Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Halacha Kashimun Gamliel. Don't you hold Halacha Kashimun Gamliel? That if a kid is born in Astam, is a Sofik, maybe he's a Nepal. And Arbizoi, Hilchas Avelis, you don't have to sit Shiva. Unless he lived 30 days. Omalei, the same terrors. Kimli Begavei, Shekol Loi Chadoshim. No, I know Vade, my kid was a 9-month-old baby. So Mela is the kid to sit Shiva. So the Mori Itma. Let's say the baby died within 30 days. This is the case of Yevama. So Drashi v'yomdo v'niskatsha liyachazman v'fisha svurha shenis kukul yovim. And she saw she's not zokuk liyovim. And what happened here? Her husband died, and then there are other brothers, but the halacha is if you have a baby, so there's no din yibum. So they had a baby, nor the kid died within 30 days. So she thought, before the kid was called the Ben Kayama, and she got married to somebody else. So what's the halacha now? Omer Ravina Mishmei de Rova. Im Eishes Yisrael he, if she got married to a Yisraelis, that the halacha is, if you give a get, you're allowed to marry her back again. So Bezoi, the halacha is Chaletis. Avadi, you have to give Chalitza now. Because we have a suffix of Shimon Gamliel says it's a suffix if the kid is a Ben Kayama not. So on the tzad, the kid was a nefil, you have a chi of yibum. If you have a chi of yibum, there's a man the yom holds that yivom l'shuk, it's a chai v'lavin, and the kedushin is not tefsin, on man the yom holds. So that man the yom, the first kedushin was not chal. So locher is, she has to have chalitza now from a husband's brother, and then she'd get married again to this person. Strashi, meshes Yisrael he, in main a kohen, she's not married to a kohen, zeshnes kacheloi, or mutter bechalutza. He's allowed to get married to a chalutza. Yisrael could get married to an isha that had chalitza. Is then the yetzir is chaletzis. Minasofik, Avada first you have to give chalitza. The Yachakach Tinosa, then marry her again. The Imkainu, Mashenkin, Luyu, so she got married now to a Kayin. Shim Tachloit, if she gets chalitza now, Tayasuruloi. Just like a Kayin can't marry a Grusha, a Kayin can't marry a chalitza. Abizoy, if we're going to tell her to give chalitza now, she won't be able to stay married to a new husband. Is in such a case like tomorrow, Rashi, Samchinim Adrabonim. We're saying Mechon, the Rabonim, we are Minon, Lav Nepalu Vienna chalitzis. On this case, you can be saying on the Rabbonim that dings on him Shimon Gamliel, and they all know, stam a kid that is born, rov tinoikas arben kayomam, so you have right to name on the kid was a vadai vlad, and merely patas from Yibun. So tomorrow, obimashis koyinu, ain't a chalitzis. If the Lisha got married to a koyin, then we don't make a get chalitza that should be yosa to the koyin, but rather say on the Rabbonim's psak. For Rav Shabia mishmei the rov aramanein, achazu v'yachazu chalitzis. He doesn't know from the Rabbonin Svar. What do you mean? We pass the Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a Sofik in Yisrael Raisa. There's a Sofik to say maybe that kid was a Nefil. On the Tzad is a Nefil, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. So you're not allowed to get married to somebody. You're Yevom L'Shuk. So you have to have Chalitza. If you have Chalitza, you have to get a get. You can't stay married to your husband. He's a Kohen and a Chanami. So you have to have Sharvia. He doesn't know the Rabbonin even for a Sofik. He holds his Vad in the Lachas Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omalei Ravin Rav Shavia, Ravin has to cast Rav Shavia. Beyurto Omar Rav Hochi, it's like a right. At night time when Rav gave the shir in the Beis HaMedrash, he passed like that. That in, even to a Kayin, she's also she has to have Chalitza. Over the Tzafi, you know, the next morning Rav came back to Beis HaMedrash and Hodebei. Rav was Chayzer. And he said that it's Mutter. So Omalei Salachure, Ravin and Tal Rav Shavia passed me wrong. Omalei, he wasn't a Kabul or Rav Shavia. Omalei, Shayusi E Rav the Tishri Tarba. According to your head, what you're saying, it's mutter, you might as well go ahead and be matatit fats also. Be matatit chela, that's also. Because he didn't hold from that side. He still held, it's also. Because since we pass like a Shimon Gamliel, it's like it's a vadai sofik. Maybe the kid is not a ben kayama, maybe he's an eifel. On a side, he's an eifel, the isha can't stay married to the kohen, because she's called the Yevam L'shuk. There's a law for an isha to get married unless she has chalitza first. And once she got chalitza, she can't stay married to the kohen. So in echlam, Yerushalmi holds, she's also. It's holding the machloikis. It's a machloikis in Yivomis. One man the yom holds Yivom L'shuk, Dushin is not Teufis. Like that man the yom, you have to make another Kedushin. I'm not sure we paskin. The other one says, no, it's only a Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, even if you marry a Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin is Teufisin. So, Chur, the second Kedushin would be Teufis. Just a lochish, yes, that's Chalitza. I'm not sure we paskin. Right. We have Yehuda Matir. So, Mishnah, we had a machloikis now about Anadrugmis. A kid that's born with two simonim. He has a gid, he has a simon zocher, but he also has a simon of an isha there. So is that Mila Deicha Shabbos? So Tanakam Alok we hold that's called the Suffolk Mila, because you have a Suffolk, what is he? Is he an Isha or is he a man? So such a Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. If you don't know, when our drugness is called the Vaday Zohar, and it's Deicha Shabbos. So the more Amar Shizbi, Amar Rav Chisda, Loi Lakel Amar Rav Yehuda, Androidnes Zochru. It's not a klal and Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Yehuda holds an Androidnes is called a Vaday Zochru, for Kol HaTorah Kula. Vayse Metzah, only by Hilchas Mila does he hold his Vaday Mechuyiv in the Mila, and it's even Zeche Shabbos. But for other Allah is not Androidnes like it's called a Sofik, we'll soon see, and he doesn't have a din like a Zochru. So the Gemara is Shema Toy McCain. Because if you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a klal and kol HaTorah Kula, and our droidness is called a zachar, or v'zoi be'erchin, yarch. By erchin is halacha, that the whole parashah of the Torah, if somebody says erchin olai, means you want to give money to Hegdish, and you say erchin olai, how much I'm worth. So the Torah says, Kula, how much you're worth. I mean, ben chodesh till 5 years old, from 5 years old to 20, from 20 till 50, there are different ages, how old you are to have different erchin. The locher is an adroidness. He says, erchi alai, I want to be menadev myself, how much I'm worth, he has no erchin. An adroidness is not a din erchin. It's not chal his neder. So, b'zoi is shver, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't it? If you're going to tell Rabbi Yehuda holds, I call it terakula, an adroidness called a zachar, he should have a din of an erch zachar. For the Gemara Minolam Deloy, Marach, how do we know that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that an adroidness has no din erchin, he's not in the pasha of erchin, the Tanya. Learned in a braisa, is a stam teres kahanim. The words come out. A stam teres kahanim is Rabbi Yehuda. So it says hazocher. The pasuk says hazocher. With dashim from the extra word hey for loy tumtim. It's the pasha of erchin. If a zocher says erki olai, we say you mechuy to give this much money. It's only if you're a zocher vaday. Mashenken a tumtim. A tumtim means we don't know what he is. It means this whole mokum there is covered over. We don't know if there's a gid inside. He's a zocher, or we don't know if there's an isha. We don't know what he is. So the word Hazakha says only a vadeh zakh not a tumtim. The androgynous. Hey, so what's in androgynous also has no din erchin. Yochalai would think lo yehei b'erchish. Maybe an androgynous doesn't have the erchin of an ish. Because the post says Hazakha an extra hey, yoni a zakh vadeh has a din erchin. But avil yarech yehei b'erch isha, but maybe he has a din erchin of an isha. She has different value to him. So about an androgynous has a similar of an isha, maybe if he says erchin a lie, he has to give how much an isha is worth his age. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no. Hazocha v'im nekeva. An extra word, v'im. V'im v'dashin. He zocha v'adai. Nekeva v'adois v'loy tumtum v'androgynous. What pasha has a din erchin? Only a v'adai zocha or a v'adai nekeva? Mashekin a tumtum and an androgynous. That's a suffix. We don't know what din they are. Are they considered a zocha? They considered an isha? They have no pasha's erchin. So the more of a stam sifro, that means stam sefer teres kanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that in the Pasha of Erchin, an Adroidness has not been Erchin. I, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds that you give a Mila at Zdech HaShavis. So you see, it's a special din dafka by Mila. We'll soon see why that he holds an Adroidness called a Zochon. But Kol Tarkuli is also made an Adroidness called a Sofik. So Rashi, Vostam Sifrohu, Devoteros Kahanim, Tanya Lo. Vostam Sifrohu, Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Kloa, he holds an Adroidness also called a Sofik. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Afanan Naimut Nina. I also learned like this. The same klal that an adroidness is a suffix zoch, a suffix isha. What's the locha? Hakel ksherim lekadish. Everybody's kosher to make a kiddush of the mechatis. So drash lekadish mechatis losais efer al hamayim. Mechatis is first you have to have mayim chayim el keli. You have to get level water from well water in a kli, and then you pour from the efer of the mechatis of the efer of the paraduma. You burn the paraduma, and from the ashes of the paraduma, you put into the water to make a mechatis. So who could be mekadeshit? Anybody. Chutz micheresh shreit v'kotin. A cheresh shreit v'kotin, they can't do it, they're a kotin, they're posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'kotin u'poisel b'isha v'yandrugnis. If Yehuda holds, though, an adrugnis is posel. So who you see? Shema mina. You see also nachamol, they're by kiddush. Even a kotin is kosher, but an isha is posel. And adrugnis is also posel. To see a contrary of Yehuda, an adrugnis is a sophic ish, sophic isha. So therefore, he can't make kiddush. Because on the side to say he's an isha, he's possible to make kaddish to make chattis. To see a contrary of Yehuda, an adrugnis is only a sophic. Rashi machshir bekotin apostle b'isha. Time of the forest, we say the Yom Paragimel. It doesn't split him over there. But Kol Baruch Lachem, you see, the contrary of Yehuda, an adrugnis is a sophic, what didn't he have? For the Gemara Bazoi, O Maishna Mila, or Bazoi, how come if Yehuda is now Mishnah, that an adrugnis, his Mila is Deuche Shabbos? Why is it Deuche Shabbos? I'll look on Yisofik. Mishum Nechsiv, by Milo, the Pasuk says, Himoy Lochem Kol Zochem. So Reba, the drashi kol zachar, Reba Yehu. It's a ribuy. So here Rabbi Yehuda Dash is the Reba is coming to be maisiv, even on Adrugnis, also you make a Mila. That's a Vade Mila, Mila is Deicha Shabbos. But only in the Pasha Mila do we say an Adrugnis has a Vade Chiv Mila. But for other halachas in Torah, an Adrugnis is a suffix. What din does he have? Is he an Isha or is he an Isha? So like the Mishnah. Mi shehoyu loy shnei tinoikas. A echad lomol achar ha-Shabbos, v'echad lomol v'Shabbos. Hey, Samoyel, that had two milas planned. Two people called them up to make a mila. One person's baby was born on Shabbos, and one baby was born by Yom Rishon on Sunday. So Melo, one mila is supposed to be done on Shabbos, that's the Yom Shemini, and one mila is supposed to be done by Yom Rishon on Sunday. It's Mishael Loi Shnei Tinoikis. Echad Lomol Achra Shabbos, one is mila supposed to be on Sunday. V'yechad Lomol V'Shabbos. And one Tinik, it's like a born on Shabbos, the mila is on Shabbos. V'shachar, when the male now went to do the mila on Shabbos, he made a mistake and he made the meal on the wrong tinnik. He made the meal on the tinnik that's supposed to be gemalt on Yom Rishon. Come to say, when he made the meal today on Yom Shabbos, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah at all. Because this kid right now is a Ben Zayin. A Ben Zayin is no mitzvah. The mitzvah meal is only Yom Shmini. So since this kid was born on Sunday, if you make the meal on Shabbos, not yet to the mitzvah at all. So therefore, the locher is chayiv. This moil is chayiv v'chatis. Since he did a mitzvah deraisa b'shoigig, there's no mitzvah to gemalt this kid on Shabbos, so he did a malacha of chabur on Shabbos, he has to bring a korban. Chayiv. What about fakir? Echad lomo b'yeru Shabbos, v'yechad lomo b'Shabbos. The moral had two milos lined up, but one kid was born on Friday, and one kid was born on Shabbos. So now, v'shochach u'moyel, it came the next Shabbos, the Yom HaMilo, v'shochach u'moyel, l'shem eru Shabbos v'Shabbos. It could be they made a mistake, and Friday morning they gemalt the wrong kid. On Friday morning, he gemalt the kid was born on Shabbos. But I call upon him on Shabbos now, he gemalt the kid was born on Friday. So Lamaisa, he's doing a mitzvah now. What's wrong? The kid was born last Friday, his mila should have been done on Friday. They didn't do it on Friday, doing it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the ninth day. The ninth day, you still mekayim the mila. It's still a maisa mila. But I call upon him, it's not Deicha Shabbos, because the blind mila shloim is mana. So he did this mila b'shoigig. What's the lochon? Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Let us know he's still chayiv chatis. Because since this mila is not doicha Shabbos, so mele he's chayiv chatis. We have Yeshua poita. Yeshua in this case says no, he's poita from the chayiv chatis. Why? Because he's called the toye b'dvar mitzvah v'yosa mitzvah. He thought he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah now. He thought this tinnik was the one that was born on Shabbos. So that's less than a shoygig. Shoygig alamol is you think what you're doing is right, but really you're doing an averum. Here the guy is like thinks he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah, and he's also going to ma'isa mitzvah. So he holds his pata for nechatas in such a case. Let's see Rashi. Shochachu moel eshelach v'shabbos v'shabbos chayiv. Titoye b'dvar mitzvah v'lo yosem mitzvah. He's in the ratio where the kid was a Sunday kid. So when you make the meal on Shabbos, it's b'yom zayin, there's no mitzvah at all. Then avad yoachayiv chatesu. V'yobodei chabur sholot tzorech. Over the other way, echad lomo v'shabbos echad lomo b'yeru Shabbos. If you had a tinnik was born on Friday, v'shochachu mol eshalera Shabbos v'Shabbos, and then you made the mila Friday's mila you made on Shabbos. We have lezem chayiv chatis. Rashi why the mila shloim is manam and it's derech Shabbos. Kafot is called the mila shloim is manam. It's not derech Shabbos. V'yasa gad the toy b'dvar mitzvah, even though he made a toys in the dvar mitzvah. Shoyi torit b'yoyis to shosh Shabbos. He thought he's being making the mila of the one that was supposed to be done on Shabbos. Umetoyach tako toyim bezer. V'yaf bezer also mitzvah. And even on this kid, Lamaisi did do a mitzvah. Shere royihu lomo. It's the ninth day. You could make a mila today. Elo the concern is shenadarech Shabbos. Svilu Reb Lezer toyim b'dvar mitzvah v'yosem mitzvah sheish boi chiyev chatis is the locha chayiv. Yeah, Yeshua holds you still chay. This is a. Reb Lezer, you still chayiv chatis. While Gafort, you were shoygig. Lamais, you did a chabur on Shabbos that you had no heter to do it, even though you had good intentions. You thought it's mutter. That's done with every shoygig. Every shoygig is you think it's mutter, like you don't think today is Shabbos, or you think this malacha is mutter. You were shoygig. But nesvig, and since you did a maisis, you have a chayiv chatis. Here also, Lamais, you made a mila chabur on shloy bizman. It's not doicha Shabbos. You chayiv. If you have Yeshua point, he also chiddush. The Svirulei Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, the Yosef Mitzvah Potter, a Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, in the case where you do a Mitzvah, you know, the Locher is still your Potter. So that's Reb Yeshua. So, right. Mor Rafune Masti Chayiv. Might as well stop here, this is going to... Mishina Aleph Mem. Choyva Shu Mispashet Lahala Meroshay. If you have a hat, that the rim of the hat comes out very wide, tefach, it comes out of tefach wide, is also l'niach b'roishay. They're not allowed to walk out with such a wide brim on Shabbos. Afilu b'bayis, even in your own house. Why? Mivnei shu'oil. Because the mice that's making an oil. Mivnei shu'oil, that makes an oil. In other words, anything that sticks out of tefach, we say the purpose, why is it so wide? The sun is protecting you from the sun. It's giving you shade. That's doing it to an oil. That's also to wear it on Shabbos. Now, l'maisa, the shallow, what the heck to wear our hats then? Amol, you have a hat, the brim is a tefach wide. What the heck to wear it? The Quran quotes the Mechaber, it's an Issa oil. So the Magen Avraham says a few pshatim. One pshat, he says that our brims are not so thick. It's not so, it's not so strong. You could bend it down a little bit. So since it's bendable, it's not doing it to an oil. Another swari says this because l'maisa, we don't wear it l'shem zeh. That's not the reason why we wear the hat. It's not there to protect us from the sun. Wearing a hat, that's a hat. So even though l'maisa protects you from the sun, that won't have an is oil. So l'maisa, the eilim, more or less, is samech, is mekel. Some people are makpid amol to roll up the hat a little bit on Shabbos. Shouldn't be very wide out. They say, Chana Basma, I think you say, used to roll up his hat a little bit on Shabbos. And it shouldn't be tefach wide. L'maisa, according to the Magen Avraham, the Rosh taught them to be mekel. Now we don't have kavanah. Our kavanah is not for the purpose of protecting from the sun, and it's also not so strong. The brim smell it smooth. Right. Nemal. Lot says b'Shabbos the koiva sheberoishoy hosel hogim. If you're wearing a hat that's protecting you from the sun, of neyachamo yesh mi shoyser. Some people after it, even the case where it's not wide tefach, so you have heti, you're allowed to wear it. Still, some people say it's osur. Why? We're afraid maybe the wind will blow off your hat, off your head. This is the gzeir in the Gemara, that something we're afraid will fall off you, we're afraid you'll come to pick it up, Rishus Rabin, and walk with the Daladamas, Rishus Rabin. You have to make sure your hat is nice and tight on your head. So we say, if you wear somebody else's hat that's too wide on you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Unless it's very deep, your head goes into it very well. Then when you're very tight or very deep into your head, then we're not afraid the wind can't blow off your hat. The other answer is to tie down your hat. Atakas groiner to get under the chin. If you tie it down under the chin, then it's alright. My co-pronim, you're supposed to wear a hat that's tight on you. It shouldn't be possible that the wind to blow it off. Right, the membeis. How much is film with Shabbos and Bizoyin? If you find film outside in the street on Shabbos, it's mocking Bizoyin, but mocking Shem Mishdamrim. It's not watched there. It's Mamash Bashus Rab in the middle of the street. What should you do now? Im Yeshakonish, she goes to show on the Tfilin. If it's Xavier, what the Chazal is the Goyim, that you can't wear Tfilin, is Mechasin Vahoylechloy. So the answer is to cover it up. Like your shkoponim, it shouldn't be b'mokim b'zoyin there, and then you go away. You don't have to stay there. Because you can't stay there, you will soon see you can't carry it in, because the goyim may see you doing it on Shabbos, by the goyim is loved after Shabbos. They may exam even in the weekday. So you can't wear this film, Shus Rabim, you have no other brera, so you're allowed to just leave it there. I'll be you covered up. The main sakonim, but there's no sakonim sagoyim. The goyim don't bar like today. There's nothing wrong if you wear film. What if you find a pair of film outside of Shus Rabim on Shabbos? In Yesh Bem Ritzuis, if the tefillin like half straps to it, like our tefillin, Shevekach Nikke Shem Tefillin, we know Chloris Tefillin for Loi Kemeyim, and not a Kemeyim. Because in times of Chazal, they used to make Kemeyim look like tefillin. So if it's only a Kemeyim has no Kedusha, then you wouldn't be allowed to save it on Shabbos. So in the case of Bisman is there anything we find, we could tell it looks like tefillin, we know it's tefillin. So on the side, you know Vadi is tefillin there, Vein Shurais. And it has a kesher that you could put on the tefillin is alocha machnitzen zug zug derech levisha. If you find tefillin outside the Shus Rabin, you're supposed to put them on you on Shabbos, put the shalyad on, put the shalroish on, and wear it home. About the wearing the derech levisha, there's no issa deraisa midrabon. Ach yechnitzen kulon, until you carry, take one pair, wear it home, then go back to again, if you have a few pairs there, go back to put on another pair and go back home. But to put on two pairs at one time, that you can't do. Why? Because the only heter is on, even though Shabbos is not as man's tefillin, but since in the weekday you wear the tefillin that way, it's called derech malbush. Something that we wear in the middle of the weekday is called derech malbush. So to walk outside with tefillin on Shabbos is no issue. But that's only if you're wearing it derech you wear on the weekday. If you start putting on two pairs, you can't be mitzamtem to put it on the right mokum. Maybe you'll have to put one off the right mokum, and that mokum is not a kima mitzvah tefillin. So then you have no hetter to wear it out on Shabbos. So that will be called a masli. So you only have hetter to carry in one pair at a time. V'im hoyu rabin. Let's say the amamish 100 pairs of tefillin that you found. Shulayas b'gulosh nachnisam zug zug. That if you're going to spend the whole day Shabbos wearing one pair back and forth, you'll never finish. You won't finish by night time. You won't finish bringing all the tefillin back home. So what's the Yetzer? Yachshir chaleim ad alayla. The Yetzer is just on wait there. Like, watch them. Just stay there till Motzei Shabbos, and then you bring them home. V'yavim. V'yim yor v'lachshir v'may listin. But let's say you're afraid to stay there, because you're afraid of the listin. You're afraid to stay in the Shus Rabim. So then you have the heter molichim pochas pochas and daldamis. The Rabbonim will matter you to carry it less than daldamis through the Shus Rabim. Even though that's awesome in the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to carry something through the Shus Rabim less than daldamis, then stop. Then go weiter, then go weiter. But the Rabbonin, it's awesome. But here, but Mokim, Bizoyin HaTfilim, and Slav Dafkat film, any Mokim Kedusha, you find a mezuzah on the street, if you find a sefer on the street, you find a siddur on the street, you have this heter. You allow to walk, pochus, pochus, daldams. Until you find a Mokim Shomer, that you can put it down, it won't be the Mokim Bizoyin. But Ravadi, you have no heter to bring it from Meshus Rabim into Meshus HaYochid. That the daldam is to walk pochus pochus just means if it's in the middle of the gutter, you can put it to the side of the street on some mokum, either a mokum p'tur, that can make it ois bizoyim. Oy, the other reitzer is, noistim lechavero vechavero lechaveroi, ashamegi lechots vechitsoino. You can hand to get all your friends, make a long line, and hand to one to the other. So about each one is not being moitzied more than daldam is, there's no issue with sober shusarabim. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell you, the better Eitzer is to walk pochus pochus and daladamis. Because the time is handing it to a chaver is a bizoyin ha-sefer. It's not nice. It looks like you don't want to hold the sefer, you don't want to hold the tefillin. Looks like you don't want to pass along the tefillin. It's a bizoyin for tefillin just to make a line and pass along. So therefore he says the best Eitzer is then to walk pochus pochus and daladamis. So the very next day, you find a sitter in the middle of the street, for Shusar Rabin, as a mokum bizoyin, you're allowed to pick it up, walk less than daladamis, stop. Then walk another daladamis and stop until you find a mokum, either a mokum p'tur, or even on the side of the Shus Rabim, it's not such a mokum of bizoyin. Not if you want to go more than daladamis Shus Rabim. It's also awesome to Rabbonin. The Rabbonin, you can't move a daladamis Shus Rabim. Right, Mem Gimel. How might you say for Torah B'Sod? Let's say you find a safe for Torah in the street. The best way to is just wait there until Motzei Shabbos. Like, watch it. It shouldn't be the Mokum Bizoyi. Let's say it starts to rain. So it's time to watch it outside or get room to say the Torah. So Rabbanu will make it Mis'atev Bior. You're allowed to, like, take off your shirt, take off your jacket, and wrap the Sefer Torah around your body, and then you put your jacket over the Sefer Torah so the Sefer Torah won't get wet. You're protecting from the rain, but nichnas boy and walk inside with it. Why? Because you're carrying it. That's not called derech chitzor. It's not a derech chitzor to have a sefer Torah wrapped around you. There's only an issa the rabbanon. The rabbanon will make it to carry the sefer Torah kalach hayad mishum b'zayin ha-sefer. But this is only if it's raining that I'll get room there. The other way is if it's not raining, you're supposed to just stay there and watch it. Let's say right you can't watch it. You're afraid of the goyim. Then avada you have the same heter then. Or else you have the same heter as before also, to walk pochus pochus midal damas. Just here they even gave a bigger heter. By safer term, they gave a heter, you could wrap it around you, a mamish walk with it even into your house. Right, the memdalot. Habol lahatzo kelim avayad leikid. You have a fire in your house, and you want to save your kelim on Shabbos, your clothing, is loivish kol mash yochalubish. You could wear as many clothing as you want. V'oitiv kol mash yochalativ. Wrap around you as many clothing as you want. Or Pesha, take it outside and take them off there. But this thing we had before, you let him walk out on Shabbos with two clothing, two or three or four. So what then? If they have Laker, same Malacha, you can put on as many clothing and walk with it and carry it outside that way. Right, the Memhei. Misha Noshru Kalim B'mayim. If your Kalim got, your suit, your jacket got soaking wet on Shabbos, either because it started to rain on you, or else you fell into a puddle of water. Is Alacha Hoylach Bem, you still let him walk with them on Shabbos. The Rabbanu will not mechayiv you to change your clothing. I be you put them on when they were dry, even though now they're wet, you have mechayiv to take them off. Maybe you come to wring it out. But the locker is, when you take it off though, you're not allowed to spread it out like it looks now like it's drying out. It's a marathon. People shouldn't be choshed you. She keeps some Shabbos. If people see you spreading it out now on Shabbos, people think you washed it today, and now you're spreading it out to dry. There's even also to do in your own private house nobody sees. Shane Shamroy, even though nobody sees you, also. Because of that, what's also Mishra Marasayin is also even privately, providing the Marasayin is an Issa Deraisa. As here, people will think if they see you spreading out your clothing, they will think you washed it. Washing clothing on Shabbos is Issa Deraisa. So there's a Marasayin of an Issa Deraisa, it's also you to do it, even in a private room, locked up room that nobody sees it. Still, Chachom Masin. Lo Yosel Lushaitchem Beshabbos. It's only Yosel to spread it out on Shabbos. Avalim Shotchem Yever Shabbos. It was raining Friday, and you had your coat that got soaking wet, and you spread it out on Friday. Then well, then you wash clothing right before Shabbos, and you hung it out on the line before Shabbos. You're allowed to let it hang out on the line the whole Shabbos. That's no gzera. The only gzera is if you're hanging it out on Shabbos, that's also people think that you washed it. So it's negates this little bit of negates hamol if you go through the streets on Shabbos and it's raining. And when you come home, you soak this, your coat is soaking wet. So what do you want to do with it? Usually, like this, on outside, you spread it out. The churat shaila. You start to take this coat to spread it out. That's the shotchem. The churat should be us. It's a marathon. So the shaila is, what about if you hang it up? You take it now. Two more clarin. If you just want to hang it up, I'm going to take it into the bathroom. You put it on a hanging. You got it hang there. The churat that should be mutter, because that's what you do normally with the coat. You hang it up anyway. Just now, since it's wet, you're not going to hang it up in the closet. You're hanging it up someplace else. That's not called shotchem. But in the case of the moment, you have a rainy coat, or a coat that got wet, and you stand one of them and spread it out on the floor, like outside your room. You just spread it out to spread out over the table, and that's nikkel churi. You're spreading it out. The churi has to shaila. Nemvo, begodim hashriim b'mayim. If you have begodim that got soaking wet, is also l'nagvam somach liyesh. You're not allowed to dry it out near the fire. Plus you get wet because it's called the kibbutz tent. You're drying it out, or else that's how bishul is. You're heating up the water. He learns somach leis mishum alaben. You're cleaning it now. Oy mishum avashel, or else you're cooking it. If the fire will make the water kiyatz letters, but that's also v'yosle talpulum. So there was magayir also molomol. If you have a beggar that's wet, you're not going to put it on top of the blech to dry out. You put the wet beggar on top of the blech to dry out. As how much you need to dry them. Either it's bishul, you're making the water inside the coat become yatzla this boy, or else the isra of malavin. It's like you're washing it now. So you can't put it near the fire so it gets so hot that it starts drying up. Be also a tautalon, you can't be metautalit. Shem yovel efritan. If you have a beggar that's soaking wet, you're not allowed to even touch it on Shabbos, obliged muksa. A vahush shemakbet al meimav. It means a regular coat, like a shirt. That if you makbet, it shouldn't be wet. So if you have a shirt that's soaking wet, just came out of the washing machine, churitz muksa. You're not allowed to walk in a place on Shabbos that you could fall into the water. Shema yishru kelev yovel efrita. So kids on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to walk on ice. If you have an icy river, iced up, you can't walk over the river on Shabbos. Maybe you fall there and slip into the water. Or if there's puddles there, you're not allowed to walk near a puddle on Shabbos. Now, that we say you can't hold a beggar if it's soaking wet, it's from Chabbos, is only if you mock it, it should be dry. Moshe, let's say about a towel. No, you have a towel, after you wash yourself, you wipe yourself, it could be wet. Still, you're allowed to touch, you're allowed to metalsal the towel. Because a towel, you're not mocked, but if it's wet, the towel is made to get wet. Now, after you dry the dishes on Shabbos, the towel could be soaking wet. After you wash 10 people, wash their hands with the towel could be wet. But that's there it's not muksa. Because there you're not makbet if the towel is wet now. That's what towel is made for, to get wet. It's only the godin like a shirt, that when it's wet, you're not going to use it at all. So that's muksa. When it's wet, you shouldn't be metalfit. Right, Mem Zayin? Lo yishtach odem et kele b'shabbat afilu minazayah. If you sweat it up, your shirt is sweating, you're not allowed to spread it out on Shabbos. The same zera. Because people think it looks like you washed it on Shabbos. Then ches. Mistafik godem baluntis. Oh, you're allowed to use towels on Shabbos. First, we're going to start the boy, the yachash roestim. After you wash yourself, you put on a towel, use a towel, that's mutter. Oh, meise biyodoi, you can hold it in your hand. Lechashin in shem yovel lischid. We're not afraid by a towel, maybe you come to wring it out. Why? Because it says you're not makbet if a towel is wet or not. Of lo yimsel lavlonim. If you take you go to take a shower, you shouldn't give it to the bathhouse man. Shem chashudim alaschita. Because they attack the choshin, they don't come to wring it out. That's their job there. So then you shouldn't give it to them. Then it says, Mutter lirchatz yodov b'nohar b'shabbos. You're allowed to wash your hands.